Hello, Dr. Shaw here, and welcome to another episode on Teaching Humanity Remotely. Today, I'm going to discuss something that I'm really thrilled to discuss. But prior to doing that, I just want to reiterate some important teaching lessons that we've already had. And that is that a moment is merely a moment. And I can have an incredible moment of ecstasy and intimacy or incredible sorrow that I think I'm not going to be able to recover from. And in reality, the moment passes, I do recover. I could have the memory of that particular moment again many times, or I can have even similar moments again. But each moment is really just a moment. And sometimes in my lifetime, I've had such incredible learning lessons. I've had moments of such incredible learning lessons that I feel as they're occurring, I will never forget that lesson. And in fact, I can even forget such intense lessons. And when they occur again, I can sometimes think, that's the first time I've learned that yet again. And then I can have a memory where I can connect the dots. So I'm sharing this because what I'm about to share is really a very big learning lesson for me that has produced such satisfaction. And I know how I am. I know how life is. And I know that I can eventually even forget this or may not remember it with the same kind of intensity. So what I want to share is, you know, we're all different types. And the type that I am is I always equated love with caretaking. And that is an incredible invitation to be an enabler. Because if I see that the way I share my love is taking care of people, I can attract people who need care. And I can feel like I'm loving well because of it. So there's a little confusion there. I also want to say that something that this lesson has taught me, retaught me, is again, the fact of how my body and my mind, and I suspect probably my heart, all have a kind of muscle memory. Certainly the body has a muscle memory, and I think the mind has its memory, and I think the heart has its memory. And so I need to be present the moment before I habitually respond to something in order to have that tiny bit of chance to not respond habitually. If I am not present in that moment, my body could respond the way my body responds based on its memory, and my heart can respond the way my heart responds based on its memory, and my mind can respond the way my mind responds based on its memory. So it's important if I can catch myself and be present. If I am not present and I see that I have a habitual way of responding, I could still pull myself out of the weeds. I could still see if I can catch it and say, oh, I'm exercising a new muscle. I'm building stamina with that new muscle that I'm exercising. And I'm accepting the fact that my old muscle is very ready to pounce and very strong in its response, but I can still respond in a new way. So I'm just saying that because I think we all need to really be aware that as new learning happens, we need to start exercising the opportunity for that new learning to occur again and again and again until that becomes habitual, if that kind of new learning is in our best interest. So the other day I had someone communicate with me, and I would say that this person's behavior kind of manipulative. And in my current existence, with the new people that I meet and all of my old friends that are in my inner circle, I would say I don't really have strong relationships with people who I consider are manipulative in this particular way that this person is. I feel like we are all manipulative in different ways, and some manipulation is really in our best interest. Teachers and parents manipulate children often, and I think that could be a very positive thing, although the word manipulation has a negative connotation, but that's for another date. So this person was talking to me about a mutual person that I certainly care about and even love, and the person was sharing with me how the person that I love is not accepting help and kind of letting me know that that person is going to be moving closer to where I am, and was really kind of fishing to see if I would take the person on. And in that whole conversation, I just stayed so present and so focused and so authentic. It was like a gift from God, it felt like. It was so pure. And I just in a really loving, clear way, express that I love this person and that all I can do is love this person from afar because the person's not able to help himself and I can't help him because it's really true that God helps those who help themselves. And furthermore, I believe this person needs to work at having a balance between gaining a will to live and humility. And I just let it go. And it was such a sense of freedom. And I really now know that whether the person is near or far, I will not be able to do anything but love him from afar because it's not my job, responsibility, or even ability to help. I had like such a clear understanding that all the times in my life when I've been an enabler, and there's no exception to this, so it must be lawful, all the times that I've been an enabler, I have made myself way more important than I am. And all the times that I make myself more important than I am, it's because I feel less important. So let's say that again. All the times in my life that I have made myself more important than I am have always been the product of me feeling less important. So I can have a very controlling nature. Well, you know what? I have that very controlling nature when I'm most out of control. If my son is facing death, I would feel very out of control of that, and then I'd be really controlling. So there's something to be said about seeing all this because now I just feel so humble. I gave my son a kidney a number of years ago. It has been a lifesaver for him. I'm incredibly grateful, but I didn't save his life. If it was meant to be a good match and he could be sustained on that kidney, then that's what happened. And I'm so incredibly grateful. If it was not meant to be, then it wouldn't be. So that's what I believe. I believe that we live in a time where kidney transplants are something that can occur. I remember feeling very concerned and thinking, am I spiritually going against what might be given to him, given the fact that he needed a kidney? And the doctor said, well, no one ever asked that question, but it's a really interesting question to ponder. And what I came to, the conclusion I came to is that, again, if it was meant to be that he lived with this kidney, then it will be successful. And if it wasn't meant to be, it wouldn't be. And he lives at a time where this is offered to him. And there were many, many years when people who needed kidneys lived at a time where there weren't kidney transplants and they did not survive. But what I really want to say is that the humbleness that comes from knowing that I have a certain desire to be contributing as a human being, it's really a big thing for me. And I have that desire to be a good person. And I also have the desire because I get some sort of self-worth in being contributing. But I can only do what I can do. And to know when I'm not supposed to be trying to fix something, I'm telling you, I felt so liberated. I feel so much better. I need to still heal myself. I still get physically very tired. I'm still, you know, healing my body based on the dis-ease that I had and the fact that I'm cured from that dis-ease, but I'm still taking maintenance medicine. And I need to also work on my own healing and be quiet inside and conserve my energy and use my energy really well. And then I am being fed based on my well-being to be able to have more energy to help others, but others who really want to be aided and others who want to be on the same journey that I'm on. Like there are people in our life that really are what we might call, I don't really love this term, seekers, or might be people who know that living a full life incorporates this extra presence, this extra ability to have intention and attention and reflect upon how we are as human beings in the world. So it's not just being successful in our world, but it's also knowing that we're connected to something that's greater than we are, and that is part of the success. So I just really wanted to share that for me, the big share is me being humble enough to know my limitations and to have that be a kind of freedom and reward and certainly not a punishment, and then for me to be gentle with myself as I might forget this new learning, because again, we have to build up that stamina to remember that we have to build up all of our new muscles, because we can't help ourselves that we don't know things. So as we learn things, we need to realize that that new learning needs to be repeated. That needs to happen. That's where stamina is. That's where stamina lives. I'm equating that with muscle building, but really it's about building stamina. That's really the key. So I hope this is helpful to you. It's really helpful to me. This learning happened about a week ago, and I've had a week of real inspiration, and I'm writing an adult book now. It's called Many Chapters, and I'm only on my third chapter. I'm giving myself a lot of time because I'm editing while I'm writing, and I'm writing particular little glimpses into my life and how each event, it's like a little chapter in and of itself, each event is a little story that sort of gives the reader and gives me the insight as to why I am the way I am today. How I show up to my life based on what happened to me in this one experience when I was 5, based on what happened to me in this one experience when I was 12. It's like that. And I think it's a very interesting way to look back on my life. And I'm also writing it the way I speak. So it's intimate. And I'm doing it not as an expert, but as a community member that wants to share. I want to share. I want to hear from you. I want you to hear from me, because we're in this great big world together. And the more that we could connect, the less isolation we feel and the more inclusivity we get to experience. So if this moves you, please feel free to let me know that by reaching out to learnwithmeremotely@gmail.com, and I'll respond accordingly. Until then, be well. Till next time. Thank you.